Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Undead and Unwary by Mary Janice Davidson, narrated by Nancy Wu.
Chapter 1. You know how you see someone you love stuck with a job they don't know how to do? Or maybe they do know how, but they don't like it, maybe even hate it? And you watch them struggle with a kind of dread because you know if they can't pull it together, you'll end up offering to help them, even if the job's over your head. Even if you know you'll probably suck at it, but you can't just leave your loved one stuck with something awful, even though you're pretty sure it might devour your lives. Yeah, that's how I ended up working at Walmart the summer my friend Jess and I were 18, which was just so stupid. Among other things, neither of us needed the money. And also, Walmart is evil. I knew that long before I became a creature of the darkness, but that's a whole other story, and we come off pretty drunk in it. Also, it's why I'm co-bitch in charge of hell. I'm just too nice, damn it. It's one of my biggest character flaws. Fortunately, I've been able to avoid my co-bitch responsibilities for a couple of months now, and I had my brother/sons, the Vampire King's, new church-going activities. He's on the Historical Preservation Committee and running the Cookie Exchange, which I can't even. My dead dad, the never-ending quest to housebreak Fur and Burr, and the entire household being a slave to Thing One and Thing Two to thank for it. Off topic, lately I've realized we are dangerously close to being outnumbered by babies, which just... yikes. All this to say it's pretty chaotic around here. Our normal is other people's chaos. Actually, it's other people's fever dreams. I was